Yeah.
Or if there is an actual desire to disavow. And it happens every time there's something like this. I mean, I think there's still a lot of people I've seen online claiming that, like, Luigi Mangione was a plant, or fucking, you know, it's a false flag, it's this and that, this is a false flag, when... not Ben Shapiro. Oh my God, I'm not
Charlie
with it
Kirk.
Enough.
Charlie Kirk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk got shot. It was like, oh, it's like, what was it? The
there's like
was
the
it
one
was a
person
toy
on.
Bird?
Yeah, there's the one person on Twitter that was like the one anarchist account who was seemingly making themselves like fucking crazy, like trying to just be like outright like they're an anarchist, and like that was like, and they were like, what about it? And it's just like, I don't know, man. I feel like you could just not post. Like, if you feel this, like, they're like, you guys are fed jacketing someone already. And I'm like, damn, I don't know. I feel like I've heard nothing about that since that happened, huh?
That is weird, isn't it? Yeah, just sort of.
There's nothing coming out about that whole thing, huh?
I guess they'll have to have, like, the rule of law and trial by jury and all that.
Right.
Or whatever. Damn.
I feel like, I mean, I feel like they moved, like, Luigi Mangione through, like, stuff pretty fast in terms of, like, having days in court. I mean, it wasn't, like, arraignment that he was in, appearing in court that much, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't heard fucking dick about the kid that fucking popped Charlie Kirk.
I guess we'll find out at some point.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I'm sure that not a lot of that is like very intentional, like non-reportage or whatever. Because of, like, the whole, like, worry of, like, copycats or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It is weird, it just sort of fell off the little... the radar entirely, but...
Yeah.
What can you do?
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, like, the whole, like, spectacular protest, and, like, the protest as the form of, like, I guess, how people choose to express something as, I guess you can look at it two ways. You can look at ICE as a function that has been existing and carried out since, what, ICE was around during the Bush years, right? Or was it around during, it was certainly around during the Obama years.
Yeah. I'm almost positive it's founded during the Bush years. Let's see. Oh, like, that sounds like... Okay.
I mean...
Well, they have a one-star review on Google.
Oh my God.
There we go. Yeah. As part of the Homeland Security Act in 2002. So...
Yeah, I feel like I remember that on that one, like, the conspiracy, the show Conspiracy with Jesse Ventura, he's, like, outside of, like, he's, like, outside of an ICE facility, and he's, like, why do they have families in there? And, like, the guard's, like, well, this is an ICE facility. He's, like, I don't know what that is. And he's, like, well, you should look it up, because we're an ICE facility. Like it's not... nearly a new phenomenon, but it's weaponization and instrumentation as, I mean, effectively just like a kind of unaccountable, like, I wouldn't say paramilitary, but like kind of secret police or like politicized police force is like certainly like a novel development. Even, I would say even like worse, more so in this second term of Trump, but
yeah.
If only there wasn't 4 years of if only there were 4 years of a fucking Democrat president that happened between now and then, that would have somehow not kept this fucking disgusting organization around. But yeah, it's just the kind of weaponizing of organs of the state or whatever into something more in line with the kind of spectacle of terror and the culture war. But yeah, seemingly the way that people can only like think of expressing their discomfort with it is standing outside the facility
Downtrodden.
with a shitty sign. Oh, and like when that isn't enough, it's like, well, what if we do something like a little more like big? I mean, I guess the frogs thing was like the like fucking puffy suits or whatever was like I saw some stupid defense of that, and I feel like there's an amount of there needs to be a little more gravity. I feel like if you're actually like if you actually care about the humanity of the people that are being like fucking seized and like delocated, like basically and like unpersoned, I feel like there's something that has to be like, I'm trying to point out the absurdity of this all. It's like, yeah, well, I mean, that's great. Like,
Yeah. But I think that does. This is nothing sort of new that we have. Like,
yeah.
it's not a new thing for us to talk about, but it does
Yeah.
feel like
I
there
would.
are
Oh, sorry.
perpetually calls to liberals and, like, oh, like, I'm still seeing Twitter posts about let's go to the No Kings rally and I'm bringing zines.
Oh my God. Well,
I see
yeah,
them.
crime thing called for it. They were like, this is our chance.
Yeah, like, and we've talked about that enough. I still see that though locally of like, I'm going to go to the No Kings rally and bring these zines and
Yeah.
agitprop, or even the last one, somebody like made a fuss and brought a banner that said, "We told you so," but
Oh
why
wow.
are you
Super.
telling people
Yeah, don't
so?
tell people shit. I don't care. I'm at the No Kings rally. I'm looking for Hung DL Trade at the No Kings rally. Remember that one No Kings rally where like the Antifa person got shot?
Yes.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Why does it feel
Somebody who
like
was.
the I know we have like re not recorded that often, but I feel like I'm like degaussing and I'm just like, oh, I fucking forgot about all these like stupid things that happened in the last few months.
Somebody, yes. What, like a peacekeeper literally shot someone, and that also gets memory hold,
Yeah.
right? So. Okay.
Yeah. Did that guy die?
Yeah, somebody literally died from being shot by a fucking peacekeeper, whatever, at a No Kings rally, and it turned out that the guy who was shot had come as his own attempt to like peacekeep and was open carrying for that reason, and we just never have heard about it again, presumably because there's a certain amount of intent you have to prove with a crime, but I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah. Well, at least everything was peaceful.
At least, yeah, it was,
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's brutal. What I was gonna say too is like people always talk about like this stupid like theatrics of like I want to point out the absurdity and stuff and like that means like I'm going to like you know I'm gonna do like the equivalent of like the big the inflatable frog and it's like oh the state's gonna like surely they'll feel absurd like the state will feel absurd about like beating up the like inflatable frog and stuff and
It's all about optics, right?
it's so
It's
stupid.
about. I don't see much that's
I feel like
moving on from
absurdity,
that.
yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's dead in the water. It's just going to be viral clips from here on down. I mean, it never was more than anything than that. It's, you know, it's just dumb. I feel like people always like think that absurdity is just like an expression of like ironic detachment, like an idiocracy type thing, and like that absurdity isn't like an expression of like the like absolute horror of a thing, like an incomprehensibility. Like an indescribable terror or dread at like the machinery of like Moloch or whatever is like an expression of absurd that is not just like a kind of like sneering like liberalist or like liberalism, like a sneering like kind of like ironic detached sort of like what if we wear like the big inflatable dinosaur suits and
Yeah,
stuff.
it's the whole pursuit of like, it's very American, isn't it? The idea that you're supposed to go to the protest as some expression of self-fulfillment and have fun, and you're just going to talk about how you feel, and it makes you feel very sad that people are being deported. You feel very sad that people are having like their fucking human rights stripped away.
Yeah, I mean there are like theatrical like and absurd and kind of humorous protests and stuff in other countries and like that were effective too, like the whole fucking the Santas and stuff in like the was that the 70s or 80s, like the like kind of economic like expropriations and stuff done by the Santa Clauses or like the kind of like the provos and stuff like that, like things that were like, I don't know. I mean, even like I was talking to Petra on the phone this week earlier, and we were talking about like the tutte bianche in like Italy and like the G8 protests around like Genoa and like the kind of ramping up to that around like 2001 or so, and like as much as like they were, kind of like, oh, like the pacifists or whatever. I mean, they were like, yeah, I guess they were pacifists, but like they were pacifists that were also like physically putting their body on the line to like be engaged by the police, like kinetically and like confrontationally. And like we're building like shield walls to do like counter kettling and stuff like that, and they had like a kind of uniformity and like a kind of a theatricness or like a kind of like surreality of themselves, like all being like in white, where they were called like the ghosts of Genoa and stuff, and that kind of like the phantasmi sort of idea as like this expression of the absurd and stuff, but it wasn't like, I don't know, like that's theatrical, but it is still like kind of direct and like visceral in a way that's like embodied and like sincere. And I don't know, like, I mean, I'm armchair quarterbacking the fucking like inflatable frogs at the
Frogs.
fucking Portland ICE protests. So like I don't care that much because I don't know, I kind of wish that like I love a good bit of like theatrical like street theater weaponized into direct action that is like genuinely like kind of disruptive and confrontational. And I think that is like a legacy of like the kind of post-war, like the 60s between like the US and like Europe and Japan and stuff, like all these like kind of incredible examples and stuff. But I think there's just, it's such a, I don't know, like such a degraded kind of
There's
like a
sort of
degraded
balance
version of
between
it now.
Well, I was also going to say there's a difference between that and part of the point of that theatricality is a rupture in what is assumed sort of a slow, horrible way of living. Do you follow this? Like, what's going on with ICE right now feels much more accelerated and much less like this. You're not punctuating stagnation by with the absurd. You're in a accelerated, or at least, well, okay, maybe not accelerated because yeah, this has been going on a while, but you're in a just a different situation than dealing with the stagnation and the fucking tedium of everyday life and this moment of revolt that explodes out of that versus something you're trying to do. I hate saying like in solidarity, but you're try but with the ICE protest, you're presumably standing against something a little more intense in its degree of repression. So it feels obscene to me to just, go, oh, well, we're funny frogs.
I mean, a lot of people are just like decrying like that expression as being like, oh, this is like what happens when you like get close to like liberals. But like, I don't, I mean, aside from the few anarchists that I think do carry out actual like armed or like sabotage, like armed attacks or sabotage on these facilities and stuff, or like significant like blockadings and stuff of them, and that sort of thing. Like, I don't think there's like, I mean, I'm sure that like one could not probably like one could probably like reach into that formation of like people dancing like their yoga protest or whatever and probably pick out a couple anarchists out of that. Maybe like, you know, video essay watching types, but like, you know, I mean, like, I'm sure they're still in there. Not to like, you know, I mean, because otherwise we're, you know, we're just not gonna one true Scotsman the idea of like an anarchist is one who always acts with like the kind of appropriate gravity, because there's plenty of people who, you know, would see the value in like that form of absurdity or whatever. I don't know. At least they're doing something.
They sure are, aren't they? They sure
No,
are.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's, no one wants to hear that. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just one of the many kind of examples lately of anarchists in this kind of like, is the poly crisis, is that like a gay Twitterism, like a hell worldy?
That's what happens when nobody in the polycule will take out the trash and somebody has to talk about the emotional labor. I don't know.
Damn.
That was a lot of effort on my part. I'm sorry for everybody
That's
involved.
okay. Did I ever tell you about the Maoist throuple that I saw, that was having like a child, and I saw that the 8 months pregnant like one was like posted by their like Maoist life partners doing like a struggle, like a self-crit session.
That sounds like some, what were those people, the Austin Red Guards or whatever? That
They
sounds
weren't,
like some.
yeah, they weren't like the, they weren't Gonzaloists, but I found that pretty funny, when I saw that on Instagram.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Bless them though, you know, it's a hard thing to raise a kid these days. But sorry, that's pretty rude. I
I was just
apologize.
trying to think of like the sequel to that. What was that book? Anti-Racist Baby, but it could be Maoist Baby.
Repeater Press is pulling my book Anti-Zionist Baby. I mean, of course, too, that's like another frontier where that's an awful transition. But that's like another frontier in which we see like kind of anarchists who want to remain anarchists end up in these kind of like really hard moments of like ideological, I don't know, like kind of decrying being an anarchist about things as like an ideological purity, but then also finding themselves fairly washed away in the kind of marketplace of competitive ideologies that seemingly either, yeah, the free market of ideologies that seemingly either offer like validation of everyone's like kind of personal feelings and like sensitivities about things, or like validate people by like offering like such a succinct and like perfectly explainable and like conclusion about things. And like that's not to say that like I think I don't think the fucking like genocide in Gaza is a complicated and nuanced situation. I think it's cut and fucking dry. And I don't think it's un-anarchist to talk about that and stuff. But I do think, there is like a kind of difficulty or an uneasiness that one has to have with like, necessarily aligning yourself with like statists or like, fairly religious, kind of like conservative types, regardless of religion, relative to their like kind of colonial, what I would say their role within that like kind of colonial like occupier occupied type dynamic.
Is this where you want to transition into talking about the other thing?
We're getting there. What's you
We're
make that
getting
sound so ominous? We're getting there.
there.
But like, there's that there is that like kind of, I think there's like that ability to like maintain a kind of like empathy and solidarity for that sort of thing, that you do disagree with to the extent that like you understand how these things are like not anarchist per se, or but like that's also like not really the space in which you're an anarchist. I don't know. I don't feel like I feel like the Mao, like not even the Maoists, just like the Marxists have had their kind of historically vindicated position like pretty well served in the last few years. Not to be like cynical about it, but like I think it has created a lot of people who for whom a very like clear-cut Marxist like interpretation of like in, like US empire and where Zionism fits into that, and like a Marxist colonial analysis, I feel like that has been like a very stark kind of, or not very stark, like a very like opportune moment for bringing people into that ideological umbrella the last several years. And I kind of can't blame them, because like I don't feel like anarchism offers like much better than that, other than like
An analytical framework, sure.
yeah,
Like,
other than
what
like
can you
inserting
do?
just like kind of critique with the kind of like with the kind of like rigidity of that often. So it's tough, but I feel like, I mean, further than like letting yourself get carried away out of too much solidarity too, like so much of like anarchist formations around like anti-Zionist activity in like, the States and stuff looks so much like too like anarchists throwing their hat in league with just like liberal organizations, and also like to an extent liberal Zionist organizations, and like finding themselves kind of waylaid by the infrastructure and like the infrastructure and ideologies and I don't know, would you say like sensitivities or feelings or optics of particular like political activities,
I think honestly,
like
the
being channeled
structure.
into like particular forms of structure or discourse or direct actions that inherently kind of seek to reinforce the values of things that anarchists are probably realistically probably more at odds with than like the idea of like a direct struggle, like a direct armed struggle.
I mean, it's interesting how all of that got dropped anyway. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares anymore.
That's not true.
No?
I mean, how do you mean? Who doesn't care anymore?
Well, this, I guess, the point I think I'm trying to get at is that when you are involved in these liberal organizations, you are sort of cast, you are on the tide of whatever bleeds leads.
Oh,
So
okay, yeah.
I feel like I have seen locally this entire shift of energy and organization that was supposedly like centered around Palestine all of a sudden go to anti-ICE struggle, homelessness,
Oh,
whatever
yes,
else.
SNAP benefits.
Yeah, SNAP benefits. But it, and I mean, some of that has very simple local explanations
I'm
in
glad
terms
that
of.
I'm kind of like obviously it was a funding the government was an ass deal that the Democrats caved on if you're like kind of keeping score if that's like soothing to you. To think about or like enraging for you to think about, but like I am glad that the shutdown ended because I feel like if it went another week, they would want someone would once more propose putting a fucking fridge on the sidewalk that I would have to maintain outside of the info shop I volunteer at. So I'm glad that people put their I'm glad that people put their differences aside and managed to fund the government so I don't have to like fucking clean out a community fridge that would be humming 24/7 on the sidewalk in front of the anarchist bookstore.
Thanks, Senate Democrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're actually seeing anything that we haven't kind of talked about before. Just this, if you entering into those, it's an agreement, right? That you doing this, the you are part joining this thing, and now you are dealing with its infrastructure
Right.
and all of the things that sustain it, which it being a probably multi-million dollar tax, what is it, 501(c) nonprofit that
Yeah.
pulls in a shit ton of money and has its own like marketing wings and marketing departments, and people are making a lot of money off of that. So what are you going to do about that? Like, bring up the Food Not Bombs Conflict and Consensus book to have what your discussion so that people will follow more anarchist leaning ideas? That's just not going to happen. You're working within the framework of a thing, and it has been
Yeah.
designed to kind of operate in a certain way. Good luck with that.
I mean, I guess that's like the whole idea of prefiguration is like trying to implement the ideas that anarchists would like to see society as by modeling that kind of modeling and implementing that within our own like spheres of like possibility or whatever. It's fucking gay, but like I don't know. No, it's, I mean, it's like, it makes sense, but it's like, I don't know.
I don't
I
think it
mean,
makes
you're
sense if
fighting an
you're not
ideological war against
operating.
people who have, a vested interest in maintaining the kind of social power and kind of infrastructure of their fairly well funded. I don't know. I don't know how well funded any of that is. I mean, I guess it is, but
Some of it's quite well funded.
at least self-sustaining or self-perpetuating organizations that don't really need your anarchist methodology to come into it.
Yeah. And they weren't recruiting you for your methodology anyway.
Right.
I don't know. Well, we've talked about this. I want to wonder why we always assume that it's like the liberals who are just one step away from being converted. Who is
Yeah.
going to the young, let's see, like the young libertarian club on campus with their Max Stirner books? If you want to try to recruit, come on. Why is it always like somebody who's got a little bit of money for your bail fund? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of the weird elephant in the room. I mean, the fact that liberals are, they're one step away and they are like this kind of, bovine mass that we can kind of enlighten by being present around them and like being anarchists in front of them, we can bring them into our fold. But at the same time, they're also a step away from being fascists in situations where we don't like what they're up to. So like
Right.
they're not like I think they're just kind of like this ultimate like meaningless thing for people, or like their meaning is ascribed to them based on like their contextuality. And like it's I mean I think it just speaks to kind of how like anarchy or anarchists in a lot of parlance just use liberal as like kind of a theoretical person, and like a theoretical person, like they use it interchangeably with like normie in a way that like I don't think actually like understands like that liberalism is an ideology unto itself with its own assumptions and like its own like vision of like a kind of prefigurative utopia that it's like kind of attempting to implement. And like basically the goal is like to create like a state so self-perpetuating and self-power, like self-managing and self-regulating, that it can like host a variety of conflicting political interests, but the functioning of that state essentially like allows for that inherent like amount of like differentiation and like conflict within it. I don't think people like conceive of like liberalism as something that has that kind of stated purpose. I think they consider it like this great void of politics, that are either that like basically are either like, yeah, this like unwashed mass that could either become anarchist if they just hear the right thing, or they could become like, fascists who need to be re-educated, if they hear the wrong thing, or if their economic stuff is threatened. Like it basically like they don't consider them like a real political operation or political subject, which is why like when people think about or like encounter like actual liberal ideology, they're like kind of mystified by it in a lot of ways, or confused by it and stuff. And I don't know. I think it's hard to actually like reckon with a kind of like an anarchist project and stuff without like understanding that like the dominant almost the entirety of the world operates to some degree. Most of the kind of like poles of like political like nodes of like how capital flows through the world and stuff operate to some limited engagement with liberalism in its like ideological form. And I think not understanding that kind of limits anarchists to look for either like, are they anarchists or are they fascists or are they something like a communist, which is similar. It's like they view often like Marxists in the same way that like they are either like a fascist if they're doing things that we don't like, or they're, you know, basically an anarchist if they're. That are basically an anarchist that we have some disagreements with, and maybe we can like wake them up if they're someone that we like what they're doing. But they see that as inherently having an ideology as opposed to like liberalism, which doesn't have one to them. And I think it's like a big misunderstanding, and it kind of makes it makes people think of the world as like this kind of no man's land of you know. Like this no man's land of like a void of ideology that's either like, oh, like maybe they're like a democratic socialist. There aren't any anarchist governments. There's maybe some democratic socialist ones, and then there's like fascists, and everything else is contested terrain without realizing that like the great majority of this all is just like very, is just all liberalism. Like in its like actual professed ideological formation, it's just different kind of aesthetic characters, like aesthetic characteristics, and degrees to which it is like going to like exhibit that. Yeah, I mean that's kind of the thing with like the whole like, I mean like the anarchists participating in like the Ukrainian military is like they don't see the Ukrainian national project in a lot of ways as being like ideological on some grounds, you know what I mean? Like they kind of have this like view of it as like, well, it's not like this like Russian irredentist kind of like imperialist project that's like invading, it's like this kind of. I don't want to say like nubile. That sounds weird. Like it's this kind of like
Go on.
go on. It's like viewing it as like this kind of like territory, this like experiment lab where like there is no ideology that exists there because it's like this like liberal place and stuff, but it's like the ideology of liberalism is inherently the one that's like, you know, the one that's like positioning itself towards, you know, a military buildup like NATO that is inherently attempting to preserve like a Western, like Atlanticist liberalism in opposition to the kind of like Russian polar sphere of influence. And like is allows like a certain amount of like, you know, far right nationalism and stuff to exist within it as part of its state form and structure, and like weaponizable kind of paramilitaries that can be incorporated and marshaled into its like kind of defensive formations and stuff of its like ideological state project, as long as it's willing to play ball with like the kind of flow of capital through it in the kind of like Western liberal project. And I don't understand how anarchists see that as like a project worth aiding, or like square that circle. And in the same way, I don't think like the Russian project is like inherently not liberal either. Like I think it's liberal to an extent. I mean it's like a kind of oligopoly or whatever the fuck, or oligarchy, but like that also is like just kind of a way of like describing a relationship between like like the ruling class more so than it is like an actual form of government. Like it's just kind of a way to like kind of I've kind of seen that described as like just basically an orientalized way of describing like a class relationship that exists in the West as well, but I don't know how popular that kind of like analysis of it is. I mean, obviously there are things that differentiate like the Western kind of like political regime of like human rights and like open economic borders and stuff like that versus like the Russian one, but I mean they kind of are like they're weird mirrors of each other in a lot of ways, just with like sort of different varieties. I don't know. I'm like
Yeah, I'd
really, I'm
even
like
come.
on one tonight. I apologize.
We didn't get a ton to work with here, too. I
Well,
think
if we watch Jesse Gender, we
I
might have
just.
had more.
Maybe. Again, I just. It's not even an attention thing. I just can't listen to somebody kind of. I don't know. Also, it feels like I'm being affected, and this is maybe stupid because I'm on a podcast, literally assuming people are going to listen, but it feels weird to have for the assumption to be that I like. Have a slight relationship with this person where I'm trying to learn from them, and I don't know.
Who,
It's just weird.
Jesse Gender?
Whoever is doing the like hour long, whoever is going to do an hour long like video about whatever they're trying to talk about, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same medium, or it's just a different medium. It's the same kind of broadcast method. It's just not an aesthetic that I think we find particularly appealing, because I think we're just not of an age that we would find it good.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's really fun and good, and I'm just like old and a hater.
Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, I don't know. I think like obviously like there is the criticism of anarchists participating in like the Ukrainian military and stuff that they're like, basically allowing anarchists to kind of rub shoulders with and carry water for the ideology or ideological program of like a nationalist, explicitly like nationalist military project. And like, the actors kind of like ABC Belarus, who kind of, again, like I understand that they do come out of a space of extreme political repression that is aligned with like Russian imperialism. And it's not to minimize that, but like they do often, I think, kind of treat the kind of politics of like the West that they are kind of fairly ambivalent about and stuff in a lot of ways as like a kind of value neutral thing, and that's what's kind of, I mean, like there was a response from the kind of organizers of the Berlin Anarchist Book Fair that basically said that like there's like an ambivalence about, being willing to like participate in this like state project and state military project that we're like uncomfortable with like allowing in our book fair, in like our book fair. And like they're like I don't think that is like inherently a terrible line in the sand to draw, because I feel like they're failing to recognize like, even if you're like willing to be like, oh, this isn't like an inherently like right wing or a nationalist project because it's like a national, anti-colonial struggle or whatever against a Russian, aspiration towards like a establishing like basically like a revanchist colonial power or whatever over the Ukraine. Like, it still doesn't comprehend itself in alignment with like this kind of political status quo of like Western liberal capital. And I don't understand why we don't see that kind of analysis more. Or is it that it doesn't matter because it's not aligned with something that we consider more aesthetically distasteful, because like the Russian version of like kind of a liberal flow of capital is like filled with like things that are kind of dirtier looking to us, like an oligarchic, for whatever that's worth, like an oligarchic system, and then also like a kind of religious traditionalist kind of underpinning, like theocratic, like zone of power within the kind of reconstituted like Russian Republic sort of thing with the like the Orthodox Church or whatever.
Maybe, or yeah, maybe. I think that sort of up until maybe a year ago, it would be considered kind of gauche and distasteful to even bring this up. Maybe that's just me, but I feel like that sort of comment or critique has been, I don't want to say like suppressed, but it's definitely sort of almost like it's thought of as rude, is the only way I can
Yeah.
describe the way I've seen it sort of treated.
Or at least dismissed as like a whataboutism. And I'm not trying to dismiss it as a whataboutism. Like, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not going out of my way to like justify Russia invading. I'm not doing that. I'm not saying that like they're actually doing denazification, because God knows there are plenty of fucking far right wing paramilitaries and street fighting like fucking death squad types on both sides of that fucking conflict. And often, they're, finding their way to the front basically for a paycheck regardless, or they're being like deputized or promised like social welfare systems. Like, I think like the Russian military, like for conscripts, like promises like housing and stuff after the war, and like it's like a fairly, it's coercive in a way that is like seen as like a kind of like social welfare like a thing, but that exists. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do understand that it's a sovereign nation having their sovereignty challenged, or like challenged and like infringed upon, but like I don't know. I am not the defender of national sovereignty, and nor do I think that
Put it
it
like that.
exists in a vacuum where it was not being probably treated as a pawn by like significant Western interests in like kind of using it as a kind of forward operating base. Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like shit. I don't like, I don't know. I am. I just think like as anarchists rush to enter that space of like liberal, liberal like vacuum that they see it as, they fail to see the like kind of ideology of liberalism as like a very real and manifest thing that often butts up against, our conception of like a Western regime of like, or a Western regime, but like, a Western kind of like view of human rights and like stuff, but also can be bordered on their other hand, buttressed by this kind of very stark and very visceral like manifestation of fascism. And that contradiction, like, I think that's only a contradiction if you see liberalism as something that is not inherently able of like housing and operating itself within those political, like, kind of disparities existing under the totality of its construction. I'm being very annoying tonight. I apologize.
It's okay.
I've been watching nothing but Norm Macdonald reels for like. I don't know
Well,
why. I don't know why I feel like I have a lot to say because I've just been watching.
we don't have any thoughts on the man show this
Oh
episode,
God, I
and
forgot we
that's
talked about that
why
last time.
that was great.
It was
No,
great.
that was okay. Yeah, and it's all downhill from there, so oh
Yeah.
well.
Do you have anything you want to add? We're almost at
Not
time.
really. That's a thing. I would be interested in seeing what sort of like how people do anarchist international solidarity and what that looks like, and in a way that's a little more different from what we've been doing. I don't know. But then again, what can you do? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I'm sure there's stuff that writes about like solidarity as like an expression of attack rather than like just as kind of like this gesture of love and empathy and stuff. And
Sure, but even so,
I
what are
mean, that's a
you
hard bill
meaning
to
there?
sell for people, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the option, the thing of like, what are you meaningfully attacking, and how and where? And I think more experimentation around that would
Sure.
be good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I personally think that an expression of solidarity as attack can be a thing that it tries to disrupt the flow of capital and the kind of smooth, dull functioning of daily life, while like that allows like atrocity to function in its background as like the kind of violence that normalizes that system of, existence. And like, I don't think solidarity merely has to look like thoughts and prayers in a lot of ways. And I think that there is a kind of thought that that is what solidarity is to an extent, is just, like I'm thinking of you. In an anarchist way,
Yeah.
and
Oh, I'm so sad about the one thing about like the atrocity of the day and how I would rather move on from that and see like what can be, I don't know, what spaces can be opened, what can be done.
yeah, but yeah, I don't know. That's all I got.
Okay, well, that's all we have got.
Yeah.
I think until next time.
Until next time, be sure to. Oh no. Well, why don't you vote? See what happens. Fuck around and find out. No. No, I don't care what you do.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of
I don't care what you do as long as you do it nude.
then. Does that include voting?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, everyone, party naked. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Now there were two sisters come walking down the stream. Oh, the wind and rain. The one behind pushed the other one in, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
This week's
Turn the
podcast was
page,
sound
the
edited
sun
by
will
Rocinante. The
rain.
What's New was written
Oh, the
by
wind
Chisel,
and
read by
rain.
Chisel, and
Begin the oldest one and then
we
begin
hope this podcast is useful
you.
to and fun for anarchists and the anarchist
Thanks, you did a good
curious.
job.
And oh, the wind and rain. And you can have Johnny and all his land crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Well, sister, I'll not give you my hand. Oh, the wind and rain. And I'll have Johnny and all his land crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
with me. Come with me.
Come with me.
I want you.
I want you.
Soon it will be finished so far.
Regale musica!
Regale
monete vive l'enorme! La sala! Salon di umile di banale!
Papa! Mamma! Papa!
George Michael.